The Importance Kindness Plays in Eating Disorder Recovery by Zizo Calante. Recovery is a journey. It can feel a little like collecting breadcrumbs along a long serpentine path, and that's okay. We learn a new way of being without the eating disorder, and that can take time and practice. Recovery isn't perfect, and kindness is required. We're all completely human and doing the best we can, but often, we feel as though we should have everything together or that we should be recovering faster or easier. We can feel shamed on our struggle to be better and healthy. This shame can trigger us to relapse. No one's perfect, so let's stop pretending we are or striving to be. The perfect illusion causes us to ignore or hide our problems or struggles and instead pretend we're fine. We might put on a pretty smile and say all the right things, but inside, we feel hollow and ugly. Then in pools anxiety because we've been pretending, and pretending is exhausting. We circle round and hit the point where ignoring the issue has led to unhappiness, and then we must address it. We must do something about it right frickin' now. That's when we focus on our bodies and spiral down. That's when we detach from kindness. But kindness matters. Kindness is the most important thing. Kindness is vital for recovery because recovery isn't a straight line. It's a serpentine path through the forest, nights in dark caves, nights under a star-pocketed sky, tree climbs, swims in freezing rivers, outrunning wild beasts, fighting dragons and shadows, and outsmarting the witches and goblins in the labyrinth. Recovery is an adventure novel, and the longer we travel, we come to realize that we're the hero. Kindness matters because you can take steps forward and back and still be headed in the right direction, still be learning and growing. Hatred, cruelty, and self-abuse trapped you in the eating disorder prison. It's kindness that will set you free. Kindness can look however you want it to. It might be taking a walk after you've relapsed and remembering that recovery is not a straight line. It might be choosing to eat when you're having a junk body day because you know it's a wise choice for recovery. It might be calling a friend instead of binging on a tub of ice cream. Kindness comes in a plethora of forms. Kindness might be seeing your body as more than a number on a scale or the clothing size you fit into. It might be telling yourself that this body is your home and you're going to love it and take care of it. It might be remembering your body is your home, and just because you've done mean things to it or had things done to you, it's your body and your home. It might be making choices that make you feel good, like you getting to choose how your body's touched or how it's talked to. It might be choosing to talk to someone safe if you feel trapped. It might be making a cup of tea, taking a walk, moving your body for the joy of it. It might be eating a chocolate chip cookie or laughing with friends. It might be remembering why you want to recover. And it might be simply reminding yourself that you are doing a great job. This week, remember to be kind to yourself and also to others. Thank you so much for listening and for reading. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. And remember, you are awesome and doing great things. Keep moving forward towards your recovery. Kindness is key, and kindness matters. With love, Z.